Welcome back in the zone. Ideal Feet. That's where we are today in West Little Rock. It's very easy to find. Ask anybody. In fact, I just asked a couple of people. They found us no problem. 10700 Rodney Parham Road by the Chili's. Come over here and kick it with Clarence. You know, we need a segment with you, Clarence, called Kicking It with Clarence. Sponsored by Ideal Feet. Clarence is a proud Central Tiger alum. But anyway, we are here today, and the rain has abated to some degree, Chris.
It has dissipated a little bit.
Well, yeah, and so I feel pretty good about it. But by the weekend, it's going to be perfect, and I'm sure we're going to have a little bit of a wet track down at Oaklawn, but it'll be just fine. Let's get Jeffrey Taylor in here from Oaklawn Park on the Revolution Hotline. Good morning,
good
Mr.
morning,
Taylor.
Justin.
How are you?
I'm good.
We're going to talk horse racing and lacrosse in this segment. This is a very this is really the zone in a nutshell. This is a microcosm.
I'm looking forward to that segue.
Brother, this is a microcosm. I mean, we're sort of all over the place. We're like nuclear loosh on the mound. We're sort of everywhere.
Diversity is the spice of life, right?
So they say. I actually thought Curry was. But
I believe it's an old wooden ship used back in the Civil War era.
Diversity?
Yes, diversity.
Very good. Can't wait for Anchorman 2. All right, Jeff. Well, how's the conditions down there, I guess, to start with? Let's go there.
Well, as you might expect, we'll be opening with a sloppy racetrack. The weather, I know there's probably a few on the bubble about for us coming out today, but as I understand, management's latest statement is there will be no cancellations today. So, again, if you're on your way, feel free to come on down, get ready to bet the double. The racetrack will be sloppy, but the rain is at least abated for now. Radar's probably got a little bit more in it before we get dry this afternoon. But, again, the conditions seem to be improving as they are through much of the southern part of the state. With an off-track in mind, let's go ahead and attack this program. I think a lot of people have a tendency to over-handicap in the muddy going. Other than maybe a few standouts in the mud, I think probably it's going to be business as usual this afternoon. I did go to one of those mud specialists in the opener, however. Number two, Devil and a Half. This horse has never been off the board over four muddy racetracks previously. He has won two of those. Also is a very, very nice horse around Oaklawn Park. A dozen starts for Devil and a Half locally, and he has never missed hitting the board in that respect either. So you got the mud, you got the racetrack that he likes, and you've got a hot trainer. Mac Robertson sends Devil and a Half out after claiming this now 6-year-old off his last start. A little bit of a class hike for Devil and a Half, but that's why we're going to get a fair price. 5-1 on number two, Devil and a Half in the opener. Let's move now to the second half of the early double. I went to the number two here as well, Valley Fog. John Henry Prater is taking over the claiming chores on this one. Another very honest sort, regardless of race and surface or track condition. I think Valley Fog runs another good one, and he is going to be a square price at 8-1. Nice looking double numbers for us this afternoon, 2-2.
Jeff?
Yes.
I don't mean to interrupt, but maybe I've got misinformation here, but I've got Valley Fog in the third race today.
I might be talking about my Buzz Longshot because I went to the number two in the first three races, so
that's,
I appreciate
okay,
that.
Okay, well, there you
the
go.
So you've got, I don't have to talk much about Valley Fog, but let's backtrack to the two horse in the second race. I did get my pages confused, and I appreciate that, Justin, very much. But again, we've at least covered a little bit of ground. The number two horse in the second race of Medium of Exchange, and that is indeed my double pick here in this spot. A first timer around two turns this afternoon, lightly raced by trainer Donnie Cave on Himmel. Nice looking pedigree as well for Medium of Exchange. So our double numbers, 2-2. Our long shot is also the two horse, and that's Valley Fog, the aforementioned Valley Fog in the third race. So first three races, easy to remember. 2-2. All right, now that I've thoroughly confused our
I was going to say, though, too, I mean, the early daily, you get a 5-1 and a 6-1 home in the early daily double, you're going to have a pretty nice little payday there.
Yep, and an 8-1 was a long shot, so hopefully we can get the deuces home early in the program today. Wide open feature race this afternoon under allowance conditions. I went to a 10-1 proposition here, number four, Le Mans. This one I think is going to be overlooked in the wagering, perhaps because of some rather marginal recent form, but he didn't run badly in his last start here. A third-place performance faced some very tough company at the fairgrounds the time before that down in New Orleans. All three of the horses that finished in the top three that afternoon in that New Orleans race have since come back and won again. So kind of a key race scenario there. Still waiting for defending training champ Steve Asmussen to break loose, but I understand his barn is going to start to heat up, and it's just a matter of time. So hopefully he starts something here with number four, Le Mans, and that is in the featured race of the afternoon.
Let me real quick get your impressions from Monday, the Southwest Stakes. Ho-hum, Bob Baffert wins again. I guess just kind of your thoughts on how that went down and going forward, some of the horses you'll be keeping an eye on for the next big leg of the three-year-old.
Well, I think, Justin, it confirmed maybe what the Southwest didn't, that Texas Fling maybe kind of was a horse for for the early part of the season. We saw that with the Take Charge Colts as well. He didn't run back very well in the Southwest. Again, Baffert kind of ran off and hit. Track conditions going to come into play here. I think it was an off-race track that some of these horses simply didn't get hold of. And if you've got an excuse working, we may see one or two back out of that race in a Rebel. But I think you're going to see a whole new group kind of realign themselves as we progress with our three-year-olds this year. None of the locals seem to have stepped up to the plate, including Brown Almighty, who had another very forgettable race. So other than Baffert, to be quite honest with you, I don't feel that there's going to be much out of the Southwest behind Baffert's colt that we're going to talk about going forward.
All right, very good. Jeff, I appreciate you very much, and we will visit with you again tomorrow. Get a look at the card tomorrow, maybe take a peek towards the weekend.
All right, should be a good one. Thanks, Justin.
Jeff, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Jeff Money Taylor. And always good to have Jeff on. And Jeff, always courtesy of our friends at Arkansas Car Stereo. Want to say what's up to Big Mac. We need to get him to pop in, say hey someday here soon. In fact, Mac, I need to bring the buzz van over there, get a backup camera on that, so then everybody will want to drive it, because most people shun the van.
They do.
It is the stepchild vehicle at the buzz. I really feel bad. And
really,
as a former stepchild, I know how that can feel.
Yes.
I wish I had a backup camera on me.
Yeah.
All I know is this.
They can install that, probably.
Price, value, warranty, all from the pros at Arkansas Car Stereo. But really, Car Stereo is just the tip of the iceberg of what they do. 5017 South University in Little Rock. Focal Speakers, Rockford's Fosgate, Soundstream, Pioneer, JVC, all the top brands. And they can give you a smart start, which, you know, the remote start. You can track your vehicle from your smartphone on that Clifford Smart Start. Very cool. Backup cameras, backup sensors. In fact, I may drop it off over there today. My boss is in Jamaica. What's he going to say? Come back?
You probably should. Every time I hear anyone say that they have to take the van, it's never a pleasant.
No.
Pleasant.
Look, the only time
I got to take the van.
The only time I want to talk about van is if it starts with ice cream, okay?
Boom.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Like when I was at Channel 7, they used to make me drive one of the live trucks, and I'm like, I don't want to drive this. They were dumpy. The radio didn't work. It sucked. I drive it. Oh, this is terrible. So after a couple of times, I accidentally on purpose knocked one of the microwave dishes off the top. They never asked me to drive it again.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Serves them right.
Hey, you showed them, didn't you?
Well, the good news is, which is the same thing you want if you happen to break your leg, it was a clean break, and they were able to reattach it, no big deal. But
not expensive.
I didn't do it on purpose. It was totally a boneheaded move.
Maybe you can get some ice cream van music for the buzz van.
Yeah, well.
Come on now.
Then there's a whole nother. I don't want kids running towards it, though. I mean, because